Life in the city has its share of strange and dangerous things. But at least in more populous areas, there is the expectation of the unusual, and a tolerance of the unorthodox. And acts of aggression or sedition are met with swift resolve in the strange find good company. But the city is not the province of the truly bizarre. The weirdest things brew where people have room to roam, under the cover of solitude, into the nooks and crannies that are tucked down too deeply into the landscape, into areas too secluded for the light of day to shine, or the influence of social norm to affect, or the long arm of the law to reach. This is a place where the expectation of consequence and the fear of retribution are unknown. This is where the schemers hide, the occultists practice, and the psychotic take refuge. This is where the overly curious do weird things, and the eccentric know no bounds. This is where the drifters wind up, where the addicts squat in abandoned land, or in silos, or even underground in hidden bunkers. This is where things that are oftentimes too bizarre or repulsive to believe can and do take place. Prepare your mind and join me in a journey into those hidden away places I like to call the Devil's Playground. Gelatophobia, Part 8. I sat in my room like the great Siddhartha Buddha sat beneath the fig tree, and I stared at my mask like it was a fig. I sipped my whiskey sour, and for once, I savored the flavor rather than swigging it like a gluttonous rube. That dill hole of a neighbor showed his hand to me, and this mask was going to empower me to defeat him. But I had to plot it out. I had to defeat the laughter. I saw that mocking asshole's true colors. He's a scared little worm. Once your lonely, limping, disfigured neighbor no longer cowers from your judgmental snicker, you become afraid. Once he no longer reacts in the way that you expect him to react, you run for cover, don't you, Pearson? Another thing, you have to get on the phone with your fellow conspirators in order to regain your power. Well, guess what, Pearson? I have you beat on two fronts. First, I'm not afraid of you. Not any longer. And second, I don't need anyone else to empower me. I work alone. I live alone, I eat alone, I plot alone, and I will defeat you alone. So when it's just you and me, and when I have you cornered in a room like a mouse running from a broom, with no hole in which to retreat, what are you going to do then, Pearson? My weapon is not going to be a blunt cleaning tool either. I can assure you of that. I took another long sip of my elixir. I was practicing this speech. I was going to deliver this to Pearson himself. But I don't want to hurt you, Pearson. That's not my goal. I only want to intimidate you, like you've done with me. You think I'm weird, yes? You don't respect me. You think I live alone on the inheritance of my deceased, mentally ill wife's estate, yes? You remember how I was. You know that I was charming and capable. And though you may think I've wasted the gifts I've been given by Providence, I have not, I can assure you. I've been saving them, Pearson. I've been saving them to torture you with. Visit us directly online at thedevilsplaygroundshow.com. Subscribe to the Devil's Playground podcast to stay tuned at anchor.fm/thedevilsplayground. And visit our merchandise store at tinyurl.com/thedevilsplaygroundstore. You've been listening to The Devil's Playground.